Blog Talk Radio.
Thanks for joining us at Idea Radio on Blog Talk Radio, heard worldwide by over 1 million listeners, with your lovely host, Nikki Dare. Nikki Dare is the founder of iDare, a registered nonprofit 501c3, organized and operated exclusively for charitable and education purposes. Ms. Dare's personal mission is to help you encounter your purpose and live your best life by unearthing your inherent potential and finding joy in the journey. Nikki Dare is the published author of The Audacity of Veracity, a columnist on Women in the Field on California's Outdoor Fishing and Hunting of Western Outdoor News. Ms. Dare is a certified firearms instructor in rifle, shotgun, and handgun, RSO range safety officer, a CERT Community Emergency Response Team Member, FEMA, Women's Advocate, Leadership and Mentoring, Philanthropist, President of NAPW, and is passionate for the safety, survival, and the outdoors. Living in purpose and passion. And now, here's your host, Nikki Dare.
The potential for greatness lives within each of us. I Dare. I Dare was born of personal hardship, triumph, and the desire to succeed. IDARE, the acronym for Integrity of Diversity, Adaptation, Resilience, and Empowerment, is the hallmark of my life, derived from learning to evolve through difficult circumstances. Growth experiences necessarily result from these challenges. Without the obstacles, we never would know the true meaning of success or feel the exaltation of triumphing over adversity. My personal mission, therefore, is to help you encounter your purpose and live your best life by unearthing your inherent potential and finding joy in the journey. I did, and so can you. It's about personal empowerment and unlocking your inner potential. Most of all, it's about living a lifestyle of adventures in the outdoors. I Dare, therefore, is a way of life. Please join me to discover your inner potential by sharing some of our own challenges. Life is filled with choices, good or bad. We make choices every day. Mindset is the key to everything. What we feed into our mind, it is what becomes. That will determine the course of direction in our daily lives. Whether in a small daily or in a bigger way in the scheme of life. Life is full of choices. Choices in life. Similarly to a menu presented when you go out to a restaurant. Therefore, choose the ones you like the most and enjoy the most. So, feed your body and mind with greatness, because that is what you will receive. Healthy mind promotes healthy body. At the end, what matters most in whatever we do in life comes down to moral integrity, core values which we hold genuinely. This what separates us from the rest. This defines the authenticity of a person, of being you. Believe in yourself. Hi, everybody. Thank you for listening. My name is Nikki Dare. The topic of being authentic. Being yourself. Be you. Believe in you. Be authentic. Be original. Be genuine. That's who you are. What separates you from the rest? There is a quote from the book of The Audacity of Veracity. Quote that states, breaking free from the confines of limitation around us, no matter what the issue or circumstances may be. Could be your health, career, change of career, or transition of the career, your family life, social interaction. Could be anything. Could be anything that all of us are in the circumstances is the cornerstone of living authentically. It's how we can come out of those circumstances, the issues, breaking free from that. That is being authentic. What is being authentic, therefore? What is being authentic, you ask? Authenticity is derived and driven by deep passion. By deep passion. And requires certain measures of sincere vulnerability and moral integrity. That core values that you have in you. That's what separates you from the rest. Being authentic. Being you, being genuine, being true to yourself. Original, not copy. Anyone can see that. However, if you are genuine, if you're being authentic, if you're being original, it shines out, it shines through anything that you will do. And here's why. Because you do it with a passion. You do it with a deep, driven by deep passion. It is derived from that passion. With a level of sincerity. With a level of your own moral core values and integrity. That's what makes you being authentic. They are genuine and sincere. That is what makes being authentic. They are firmly grounded in reality. Present in each moment. And no, they're not trying to figure out someone else's agenda. They're not. They don't have time for that. They don't copy. Or worrying about everybody else's agenda. Everybody else's plans. Everybody else's what they're doing. Social media is toxic. Social media is filled with that. You separate yourself from all of that traffic or toxics. I'll call it traffic or toxic. Eye glaring daily, exponentially. That is not you. That is a copy. In today's world of misguided and unclear of direction, many try to seek support in improving themselves. Like I said, social media is toxic. Be grounded. Be you. Believe in you. Believe in yourself. Be you. Needless to say, each one of us is unique. Each one of us has that innate power. And strength, that innate power and inner strength that we often underestimate ourselves. We worry so much of others, of outside of anything. We worry so much of others, what they think, how they judge. It is not our fault, by the way. I must interject this. Human beings, especially us in this race of competition, we were being taught and trained since we were young to compete against each other. That's how we were being raised. But if we take that negative connotation out of that, negative element out of that, it could be a positive thing. Such as in sports competition, for example, it is positive. I mean, Olympics, very positive. We must see it that way instead of negative competition. Unhealthy negative competition will yield to jealousy and envy, which is also toxic. However, that is exactly what I say, what I meant by social media is toxic. We see so much of those, you know, fabricated, artificial, you know, happiness. It yields and promotes jealousy and envy. Everybody can say all they want, but underneath it, it is just so much unhappiness. And then we fight for nothing on the surface of it. We say so much on the Twitter, we say so much on the Facebook, we say so much on the all of the social media platform, which I am so against of. Worry so much of others, what they think of what we do, what we say, you know. Remember, you are not the ultimate judge. God is. God is the ultimate judge of what we do, what we say. So believe in yourself. Carry that integrity within you. Look it up, what integrity means. What is the definition of integrity? Worry is the antithesis of faith. Being judged, being FOMO, fear of missing out. FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out. This is what our current society, modern world has come to. Like I said, it is not our fault. All of us, since we were young, we were taught to be in competition, taught to compete in many ways, taught to compete in so many different ways. Again, this competition can be healthy or not healthy. We choose what is good for us. Challenge yourself. You. Challenge you. Compete you. Compete you to be the best of the best every single day. Inspiring you to be you is one of the most encouraging and positive way to continue this self-competition rather than to each other. I do not never promote competing with one another. I compete with myself. I challenge myself. You see me trying to be better every day of a person I am, to be better of the person who I am today for tomorrow. I compete that. I challenge myself within your own parameters. After all, change begins with you. That's how you inspire others. That's how you motivate others, inspiring others, inspiring you to be you. All greatness, and including safety of yourself, begins with you. I am so big in safety. Safety for yourself. Safety begins with you. I even start an organization for survival and safety. Focusing in safety and survival and safety. They're all intermingled to each other. They're all together. Survival. Survival also begins with you. It's a personal choice. You survive. You take care of yourself. You be you. Safety begins with you. You need to be safe yourself first. Just like how we travel in a flight in a plane, right? A lot of us have traveled. In a bus, in anything, when we do travel, what is a safety protocol? Training, safety training begins with you. What does it say? Safety begins with you. You take care of yourself. You put that safety mask on you first before you try to save others next to you, your loved ones, who travels with you. Training, safety training, always start with that safety protocols as well. They will always train you to train. Safety begins with you. That's a great example. Many of you travel. Many of you board a plane before. What do they even before the plane takes off? They would go over the safety protocols, like I said. What is the first thing they advise you to do? Right. That is exactly what I'm saying. The message is that put the mask on you first, save yourself before you save others next to you. There is a greatness lives in each one of us. I deeply believe in this, good or bad. It is a matter of how we choose and how we want our lives or daily to be. It is a daily battle inside us. It is a daily battle who we want to become, what we want to become. It's our choice. is a personal choice. Do we want to be happy today? Do we want to be sad today? Do we want to make it or do we want to break it? It's us. You cannot blame a person in front of you, next to you, who live with you. You cannot blame that. You blame the person next to you who live with you, and then you break apart, and then you go on to the next, let's just say, relationship, and then you do the same thing. You fix you. Everything begins with you. Learning to evolve through difficult circumstances is what makes us strong. So without obstacles and challenges, we would never know the meaning true of success. That is a quote from The Audacity of Veracity, the book. Of the Audacity of Veracity. We're all born chefs in our own kitchen, making and crafting our own uniqueness. We juggle through behind the background, behind the stage with multitasking. We present our creation to the world, serving to the table. And it is up to us entirely how we want to present this to the world. The world doesn't need to know, you know, when you're chefs in our own kitchen, we juggle behind the closed door in the kitchen. And we multitask. We persevere through adversities. We learn how to evolve through difficult circumstances is what makes us strong. That is what strength, inner strength that we have. We should be grateful that we have adversity. We should be grateful that we have obstacles and challenges. Because if without those, we would never know the meaning true success. What matters is not how we defer, but how we share, however. We share. I want to talk a little bit about leadership, inspiration. Leadership. Leadership is simply, for me, my personal view, simply lead by example. I don't believe in leading and telling. You lead by example. You do this. You show example of who you are, what you are. That's inspiring, by the way. I personally believe that genuine leaders are constant learners and always put themselves among others rather than leading from the front. That is my personal belief. I personally believe these are the genuine, sincere leaders with integrity, with a very core integrity. They are the constant learners, constant students. I put myself, even though I'm a certified firearms instructor, this instructor, that instructor, with all of the different titles and everything, I am still a student for forever. I always put myself among other people, among other students. It is very humbling, believe me, rather than leading from the front. We are parents, we are grandparents, we are law-abiding citizens, encouragers, who wear multi-hats at one time simultaneously. That's who we are. So live your life with a purpose. Find that purpose. Fuel it with your passion. Live your life with a purpose. Find that. Find the purpose in your life. Then fuel it with your passion. You must seek your own passion, what it is. Be you. Believe in you. Believe in yourself. Whatever it is, drive it. Drive it to the next level. And the next until you have fulfilled your own purpose. And with that, you find your own happiness. Your happiness, your joy, and fulfilling completeness in your life. Find your purpose in life. Fuel it with your passion. Drive it to the next level and the next until you have fulfilled your purpose. And with that, you find your own happiness. You find your own joy. You find your own peace in your life. You're inside your body, inside your soul. You find that peace. And that's what completeness in your life. You will feel it, the completeness in your life. Only you will feel it. All right, I want to pause this a little bit. I want to insert my 20-year-old son's quote, who he is currently serving. The country. Overseas, haven't been home. He shared with me this quote recently. He says, Mom, you know, every day, you know, I connect with him. I thank you, Lord. And he's such a blessing. He's keeping me grounded. He has kept me grounded for the last 20 years. Here's his quote. His quote is that, always be the light in people's lives and see the best in them, even when they cannot see it in themselves. Again, always be the light in people's lives and see the best in them, even when they cannot see it in themselves. That's his quote. I will keep that forever and treasure it forever as long as I live. I love that quote. It touches me in so many ways. Live in purpose and passion. God bless. All right, here's my last message to the millennials. Millennials, listen up. I encourage you, each one of you millennials, to be the best of the best of you, of your best. Live your life with purpose and passion. Remember, education starts from the home front. Respect your parents. They're the best teachers in your life forever. The best education and training you ever receive is from them, from your parents. Pass those on to yours, to your children, and to the next generation. Live healthy in body, mind, spirit, also in financially. Live in healthy life, body, mind, spirit, and in your finances. Thank you for allowing me to share my insight and hope can be valuable to others. Live in purpose and passion, you guys. Be you. Be authentic. Be original, not copy. Be authentic. Believe in yourself. Support and love one another to be their very best. God bless. The book that's called The Audacity of Veracity is a tribute to my belated father, his legacy to the world he lived in, for his selfless contribution to the community, and his love, unconditional love, to his family. The book is a story of a journey of culture divides and struggles and joys which anyone can relate to every day. It is your story, his story, her story, and my story. And I wrote the book because I want to share others who may go through similar circumstances and may perhaps learn from my experiences. Therefore, to inspire you to be you. God bless. Take care of yourselves. Thank you for listening. This is Nikki Dare.
You've been listening to iDare Radio with your host, Nikki Dare, the founder of iDare Integrity, Diversity, Adaptation, Resilience, and Empowerment. Nikki Dare offers firearms training in basic handgun, rifle, and shotgun to family safety home invasion. Group and private classes are available. Please email her at education@nikkidare.com. For details on Nikki Dare's hiking, yoga, and her other outdoor passion and fitness adventures, please visit her website for upcoming schedules at www.nikkidare.com. Ask Nikki Dare on her community forum, nikkidare.freeforums.net. Follow her on LinkedIn and social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Google+, Pinterest, or to simply watch tutorial videos, subscribe to her YouTube channel, Nikki Dare. Her books and calendars, Living in Purpose and Passion, as well as exclusive editions of Firearm Safety, are all available on her website, nikkidare.com. All of her broadcasts are available for free on iTunes Podcast, Nikki Dare. For more details and opportunities for sponsorship, please email education@nikkidare.com. Join her next time, living in purpose and passion. Nikki Dare.